Joining us in WRCO is Michelle Lewis, head coach for the Richland Center track teams. Well, Michelle, here we are, the culmination of the season this weekend. Does it seem possible?
Oh, it does not. It's been a very fast season, and I'm used to middle school because I coached middle school for 2 years, and that was quick. This is like double the season, but it feels like it flew by even faster.
And you have the state meet this weekend for those that have made it. I'm sure you've been watching the forecast. That's pretty typical to have rain in the forecast for Friday at state track, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like at state track it's either rain or extremely hot.
And you have who competes tomorrow for Richland Center then on Friday?
On Friday, our boys 4x8 team, which is Owen Dreyer, Kiernan Culver, Ryan Stadler, and Robert Budden. And then our alternates are Drew Melby and Harrison Carpenter. They will actually run the first race that starts at 3:30. It goes Division 3 and then Division 2. They run them at the same time. So we'll be just a little bit after 3:30. And then Owen, we'll get a little bit of a break, and then he's my only runner that made it in an individual event, and he will run tomorrow the last event. So he used to do the first event and the last event, the 3200, which is the 2 mile.
As I look at those names, Michelle, it's no secret that several of those were involved in cross country last fall, weren't they?
Yeah, it was really cool, the bond that these kids have, you know, coming off of the successful cross-country season. And Robbie Budden actually the other day said, man, I thought cross-country would be the highlight of my year, but I get to start with cross-country going to state and end with track going to state. So that was just cool to hear.
Yeah, you have quite a few seniors on this year's team, don't you?
I do. I have a total of 12 seniors on my track team this year. And in that 4x8 of the four runners that are going to be running, all of them are seniors except for Owen. He's my freshman.
How does it look in terms of time coming in from the other sectionals across the state for the 4x8?
There's two heats of the 4x8. They're in the first heat, which is the slower heat, so they will have to really push it. However, they've broken our school record a total of 4 times, so I know that they can do it. But yeah, it'll be a fight for sure.
And what about Owen Dreyer in the 3200? How does that look in terms of rankings for Saturday?
Owen's ranked about 10th out of 16 of them. So, you know, kind of right there in the middle. The goal, I think, was just for them to get there, just to experience state. Anything above that is amazing. But I always tell these kids, no matter what, I won't love you any less. Just get out there and try your best, because I don't want that pressure on them. I want them to do well, but I want them to just experience state and enjoy it as well.
And Danica Pauls, what a way to wrap up a really phenomenal high school track and field career at state, Michelle.
Yeah, she will jump on Saturday. And what's cool about Danica is she has been trying to get her personal best in pole vault for the last 2 years, and she got it at sectional. So she jumped 10 feet 9 inches, and she was sectional champ.
So what about her rankings coming in here for Saturday?
She's kind of in the middle of the pack, too, for rankings. I know she hadn't really looked at it, and then kind of the other day at practice took a peek. So, yeah, she's looking forward to competing and just being there again. This will be her third time there.
There's a lot of, for people that have never been there, it's an amazing event at state track. And I guess sometimes for those that have not been there, it can be maybe a little bit overwhelming, can it?
Yeah, it definitely can. And there's actually, I would recommend if people are going, you need to buy tickets ahead of time, parking permits ahead of time. There's a lot of people and a lot of events going on all at once. So going on the WIAA website, they have a link there that gives you all the information you need about track. And even for the kids competing, it can just be so overwhelming. There's so much going on, and it's the best of the best. So, you know, they just want to be at their best for that day. And I just encourage them, you made it here. Anything here is a huge success. Not many kids can say they've made it to state.
Let's talk about the rest of the year. You had phenomenal numbers this year, didn't you?
I did. I started the year with about 52 kids, which coming in my first year was a little overwhelming, but you know, I knew a lot of them through teaching and coaching, and that helped, but figuring out where they fit, you know, if they're a runner, if they're a thrower, a jumper, yeah, we got it figured out, but we had a huge turnout this year.
And in terms of the sectional, you had several that were right on the verge of making it to state, didn't you?
Yeah, Duncan Harper, senior, he was so close in both the 300-meter hurdles and the 100, and then same with Devin Woodhouse. I felt for him because a lot of people were like, oh, Devin's going to make it, and he easily could have. It was an off day. Sometimes sectionals come, and you don't jump or run your best, and he's such a good kid. He's going to actually come with us and cheer on Danica.
That's the thing with track. There are so many variables, aren't there?
Yeah, wind, heat. A lot of times I'm even like, did you eat today? You know? So yeah, it's just telling the kids you got to do your best. And you know, it all comes down to this. And then there's the extra qualifiers. So if you're not in the top four, but you're within the best 10 times of all the sectionals, you could extra qualify. So then it's waiting for that news and hoping for that the next day.
There are a lot of life lessons involved in the whole process, aren't there?
Yeah, there really is. And especially with it being just right around graduation weekend, you know, there's a lot going on for these kids. So, yeah.
You mentioned you lose the 12 seniors. How's the track program look? Pretty stable for the future?
Yeah, there's a lot of success in the middle school as well. I got to work with Coach Cook in middle school, and then he took on the head coach job in middle school, and him and I communicate a lot. And yeah, he's excited about building up that talent, so I'm excited for that for my future and the high school track's future.
Obviously, it doesn't end now. For those that want to excel, you know, it's probably important to do a little workout over the summer too, isn't it?
Yeah, the cross-country coach, Coach Mendham, and I, we're good friends, and we are kind of buddying up this summer, and we're going to have a day a week where we kind of, anybody cross-country track that wants to join, we're going to just have a night of running. So I'm looking forward to that because we share a lot of the same athletes.
Now you do, and it'll be won't be long. We'll be talking about cross country. But first of all, good luck this weekend to you and all the athletes, Michelle.
Thank you, Phil.
Michelle Lewis joining us. Good luck to the Richland Center track team heading to the state tomorrow at Lacrosse, UW Lacrosse. And again, as Michelle said, you can find more information, WIAAWI.org.